Good morning. We continue with Mishnayos, Maseches Brachos. We are up to Perek Beis, the second chapter, starting with Mishnah Aleph. Hayikarei b'Torah. Somebody was reading in the Torah. He was just learning. V'yigiyas b'ana mikra. Now he happened to have been learning the parashios, which include the parashios of Kriyat Shema in them. So he coincidentally bumps into the parasha of Kriyat Shema just at the right time that it is incumbent upon him to recite the Kriyat Shema to fulfill the mitzvah of Shach Chav Kumecha. So the Mishnah continues, "M'kivin libo yotza." If he had in mind to be yotza the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, then yes, he has fulfilled his commandment of reciting Kriyat Shema. V'imlav, and if not, if he just happened to have been reading through it and he did not have in mind to be mechaven, to be yotze the mitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah of reciting Kriyat Shema in the morning or in the evening, lo yotza, he has not fulfilled his obligation, although he has the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, does not have the mitzvah of reciting Kriyat Shema as he is supposed to twice a day. The Mishnah continues with discussing the kavana, the intentions the person is supposed to have at the time that he's reciting the Kriyat Shema. So a person is supposed to be paying attention to what he's doing, he's supposed to be paying attention to the Kriyat Shema. Now, the Mishnah now continues with a situation where a person is interrupted, or whether he can take a break in the middle of Kriyat Shema for different purposes. But prakim. So we will define exactly what prakim means soon. Generally, it means chapters. But by prakim, if between the different chapters of Kriyat Shema, shol pnei hakavod umeshiv beemtza umeshiv umeshiv. A person may, if someone is there who he wants to pay respect to, he can stop in the middle of Kriyat Shema between the different chapters. He can initiate a conversation for the purpose of kavod, and he could also respond to somebody who wishes him well, out of respect. Ubaemtza, in the middle of a paragraph, in the middle of one of the chapters of Kriyat Shema, Shol Pnei Yira, he could say good morning to somebody, or he can initiate a conversation with Pnei Yira, Umeshiv, and as well he can answer Mipnei Yira. And what Yira means, Yira literally means fear. There's Machlokas Rishonim over here, the fear refers to fear that he's going to actually face a punishment for not responding or not giving shalom, for example, if it was the melech or an adam chashuv, and he is nervous for his life. Other Rishonim explained that it means simply there are people who we have an obligation to have yira for, and that would include a father or a Rebbe Muvak, and he would have to initiate a conversation of shalom at that time. Divi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ba'emtza shalom pnei yira meshiv pnei kavod, even in the middle of Kriyat Shema, in the middle of a paragraph, he's allowed to initiate a conversation for the purpose of yira, out of fear, umeshiv pnei hakavod, and he's only allowed to be meshiv pnei hakavod. But prakim between the paragraphs, shol pnei hakavod, umeshiv shol v'chol adam, he's much more lenient. Between the paragraphs, a person can say good morning to anybody. It does not have to be anybody, somebody who he owes a respect to. It can be any person. What are these bein haprakim? What are we referring to? The Mishnah base continues. Eileim bein haprakim. What are the bein haprakim? What are between the chapters? And the Mishnah explains bein bracha rishona l'shnia, between the first two brachos of Birchas Kriyat Shema. Bein shnia l'shma, between the second bracha and Kriyas Shema, between in the pasuk of actual Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That is one break of bein haprakim. A next break of bein haprakim is between chapters, refers to Bein Shema Levahaya Im Shema, between the recitation of the Pasuk, the verse of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and starting the parsha of Vahaya Im Shema. The next break would be between Vahaya Im Shema, the Bein Vahaya Im Shema Levayomer, between the second chapter of, again, I'm sorry, the first one is between Shema, which includes V'yahavta. Again, yeah, the first one, it could be Shema, Levahayim Shema, it includes Shema and V'yahavta, all the way up to V'yahayim Shema, that's one break, and then V'yahayim Shema until V'yomer. The next break is Bein V'yomer Le'emes V'yatziv. At the end of V'yomer, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and then it continues with Emes V'yatziv, that's another break. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bin Vayomer leEmes VeYatziv leYafsek." A person should never take a break between the last chapter of Kriyat Shema and the next tefillah of Emes VeYatziv. Amar Yeshua ben Karcha, Lama Kadma Shema leBahayim Shema. Once we discussed the order of Shema over here, he just explains to us why it was that Shema was put together in this order. At the end of the day, if you look in the Torah, it's not written that way. The parsha, the last parsha of Kriyat Shema, is before V'yahavta and V'hayah Shema. It's the end of Parsha Shlach, and V'yahavta and V'hayah is V'aschanan and Ekev. And Re'ei, so Re'ekev and Re'ei, so it's not in order. So he explains, why is it that Chazal set up Shema in this order? So he says, Ela Kadeshi Yikabel Omach Shemayim Tchila, a person Yikabel Omach Shema by saying, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he accepts Hashem as the God of the universe, the only one God of the universe. V'achar kach Yikabel of all mitzvos, he accepts upon him the burden of the mitzvos, which is in V'hayim Shema. Vayom Shemaya, and then Vayom Shemal Vayomer, Shevahayom Shemal Noag Vayom Valaila Vayomer in Noagel Vayom. Why is it that the parsha Vayom Shema is before Vayomer? Because Vayom Shema is relevant throughout the day and the night. Refers to the mitzvahs. Refers to the person keeping the mitzvahs of the Torah. And Vayomer, since the majority of it is the mitzvah of Tzitzis, and Tzitzis is only Noag Vayom. So even though it has Yetzias Mitzrayim at the end, which is Noeg even at night, as we mentioned in the previous parak, nevertheless, since the majority of the parak is only relevant in the day, we say that third after V'hayam Shema, which is relevant throughout the day and the night. Mishnah Gimel, the third Mishnah in Parak Beis, Akoreas es Shema v'lo Shmiel Lazno. Person was reciting Shema and he could not hear himself. He was whispering so low that he could not hear himself recite the words. Yatza. He nevertheless has fulfilled his obligation of reciting Kriyat Shema. Yossi Omer, Lo Yatzer, Yossi argues, and he says the person is not Yotze the Mishnah. So he's not Yotze his mitzvah. The halacha is like the Tanakama. The person is indeed Yotze his chiyuv of reciting Kriyat Shema, despite the fact that he did not hear himself. Kara, person read Kriyat Shema, Velo Dik Bilsi Yosea. He wasn't careful with the words. In other words, he kind of grafted two words together, for example, al livavecha. And he said, al livavecha. So he left out one lamed. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yotze. Rabbi Yossi says, he is Yotze, nevertheless, even though he wasn't careful with separating the words properly, nevertheless, he was Yotze, he fulfilled his obligation. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, he is not Yotze, and indeed, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, the person is Yotze, even if he does not carefully enunciate all the words. Again, l'chatchil, a person should be careful to say the words properly. Hakar l'mafreya, if a person reads Shema out of order, in other words, he says one pasuk, skips another one, goes back to the one, and then again, he says one pasuk, skips one, again, so it goes pasuk one, skips two, says three, then goes back to two, and then continues with four. So basically, he made a big mix out of all the pasukim. Lo Yatza. In such a case, everyone agrees he has not fulfilled his obligation of reciting Kriyat Shema because he made a big mess out of it. He just didn't say the psukim in order.
What about he skims. He looks like he skims
the words. Yeah, he has to say it with his mouth. It has to come out of his mouth. Whether you can't just skim it by reading it with his eyes, he has to say it with his mouth. He doesn't have to hear himself to be Yatza, but he has to say the words. Karavita, a person read and then he made a mistake. So this would refer to any mistake where he skipped some of Shema. Halach is Yachs and Makom Shatah. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning of Kriyat Shema. He just has to go back to the place where he made his mistake. So if a person started Vahayim Shema and then he skipped a Pasuk and he continued with Vayomer. So he just has to go back to the Pasuk that he skipped. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning of Vahayim Shema. Ha'umanim, we're in the Mishnah. Mishnah Dalo, the fourth Mishnah in Parak Beis, Ha'umanim, professional workers who are in the middle of working. So they aren't, the example of the Mishnah is they're on top of a tree. They're building something on a tree or they're cutting down the tree. Now they started early in the morning before it was the Zman Kriyat Shema, and then it comes a time for Zman Kriyat Shema. Or they started in the afternoon before it was Tzeis HaKochavim, and it was not yet time to recite Kriyat Shema, and it came the time to recite Kriyat Shema while they were on the tree. So Loch is Korin, Barosh Ilan. They do not have to go down. They can stay on top of the tree, recite Kriyat Shema, and then continue with the work. Oberosh and Nidbach. Nidbach is a pile of stones or bricks. They don't have to go back. Masha'en, Rashayin, Lasas, but Tefillah. Tefillah, a person has to come down to be in full concentration of the Tefillah in order to daven. But for Kriyat Shema, Chazal did not require a person to come down from the tree. Mishnah Hay. The fifth Mishnah, Chassan Pater Mikriyashma. Chassan, someone who just got married, is Pater from Kriyashma Balaila Rishon on the first night. Ad Motzoi Shabbos. Again, this is referring to the halacha that a chassan is supposed to get married on Wednesday night. We give him a few days to fulfill his first obligation, the mitzvah together with his wife. And since he is tarred with the mitzvah until Motzoi Shabbos, im lo asamaisa, as long as he has not fulfilled, he has not consummated the marriage, he is parted from reciting Kriya Shema, Maisa Rabbi Gamliel Shakarat Valayla Rishon Shenaser. Rabbi Gamliel, he got married, and on the first night that he was married, he recited Kriya Shema. Omer lo tamid, of his students, said to him, lo limadatana rabbeinu, didn't you teach us, shachasan, patami, Kriya Shema Valayla Rishon, didn't you teach us that a newly married groom does not have to recite Kriya Shema the first time he gets married? Omer lehem, eini shomei alachem levatam imenu machla shmayim afilo sha'achas. He said, you're right, la halacha, I am exempt, I do not have to recite Kriya Shema. However, for me to skip the opportunity to be mekabel upon myself, to accept upon myself, O Malchus Shemayim, I cannot allow that to happen even for one day. See, he was machmir upon himself, even though he was pasar, because he was osek b'mitzvah. He was in the middle of fulfilling one mitzvah, nevertheless, he did not want to skip it, and he said it anyway.
Doesn't say you can't,
exactly. He's pasar, exactly.
Right.
You can if you want, correct. Rachatz b'layla rishon shemesa ishto. This continues with Rabbi Gamliel. His wife passed away, and on the first night after his wife passed away, he was in Ovel. He shouldn't have been taking a shower. Nevertheless, he took a shower, he washed himself. Amar lo tamid, his student said to him, Lo limadatan rabbeinu shavu asa lechotz. What are you taking a shower for? You're in Ovel. Didn't you teach us that an Ovel is not to take a shower? Amar lahem, he said to them, Eini kishar kol adam istinistani. I am not like anybody else. I'm not taking a shower for simple pleasure. I'm taking a shower because I am extremely sensitive and I cannot go without a shower. Very relevant to the 9 days. Halacha as a person should not be bathing for pleasurable purposes. However, a person is allowed to take a shower to clean himself off for personal hygiene. Again, a person needs to be honest with himself to decide what is considered pleasure and what is considered for personal hygiene to avoid discomfort. But a person is allowed to wash away dirt even during the 9 days as long as he's not doing it for pleasure. Chshmeis, we continue two more Mishnayos in the parak. Mishnah Zayin, Chshmeis Tevi Avdo, when Rabbi Gamliel's servant, Tevi, passed away. Kibul of Tanchumin, he sat Shiva for him. Amar lo Tamidav, his Tamidin said to him, Lo lemad, the Tanur Rabbeinu, didn't you teach us Emekabon Tachnumin Alavadim, that we don't accept Tachnunim? We don't sit Shiva for a servant? Amar lahem, Ein Tavi Avdu Kishar Vadim Kasher Haya. My servant was not like any other servant. My servant, Tevi, was a Kasher, and therefore it is befitting for me to accept Tanchumin on behalf of him. The last mission in Parak Bay is Mishnah Ches Chasan Imratza Likras Kriyashma Laila Rishon Kore. Now this actually says the halacha clearly. A chasan is allowed to recite Kriyashma the first night after he gets married. Rameshima Gamlil Omer Kalarotza Lito Sashem Yito. Anybody who wants to take the shame of all Malchus Shemayim, he can do it as long as he could make sure that he'll fulfill the mitzvah properly, having the proper kavanah for Kriya Shema, as well as fulfilling the mitzvah that is incumbent upon him at that time. Dan Yakasha Omer, Vasak Lash Baruch, Zakis Israel, Fika Kabbalah, Torah mitzvahs, Shnemar, Adonai Chavetz, Matzakai, Do Torah V'Yadir.
Kai Khan, Jimmy Khan, Kai the Cold Base as well. By the Lord, his man for reading, Amen.